Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College of Botany with Natural North Dakota.
Deer gun season is over, but the bone black powder seasons are not over. And the deer hunting talk amongst hunters and others this time of year often leads to the topic of antlers. Antlers, please don't call them horns, are produced by members of the deer family. They're typically found only on the males, but in caribou or reindeer, both males and females grow antlers. Antlers are grown and shed annually from two extensions of the skull called pedicels. The growing antlers are covered with velvet, which is a vascularized skin that provides nutrients and other supplies to the growing antlers. Antlers are largely bone, and their growth comes from a cartilage at the tip. And the growth is rapid. During the peak growing period, the antlers may grow 1.5 inches per week. It might surprise you, but there are two kinds of bone in an antler. The inner portion, about half the diameter of the antler, is spongy bone that develops from the vascularized tissue, and compact bone, which forms the solid, stiff outer layer. The final size and shape of the antler varies with age, nutrition, genetics, and other factors. When the antlers are fully grown, the bone dies, and the velvet is shed, albeit with the help of the bucks rubbing them on some object, often trees. Sometime after the breeding season, they'll fall off, and the remaining pedicel is basically an open wound which scabs over. In deer, shortly thereafter, a new set of antlers begins to grow, slowly for a while. The main driving factor in antler growth, of course, is female choice for mating. The antler growth is energetically and nutritionally quite expensive, and as such is an indicator to the does of the health and quality or fitness of the buck. Generally, the larger antlered bucks gets more copulations. Antlers also serve in establishing dominance among the males, both within the breeding season as well as during the rest of the year. They may also serve as a weapon against potential predators if the animal has to stay and fight as opposed to simply running away. And, of course, once the antlers are shed, it's pretty much over for the deer, but those shed antlers are loaded with protein, calcium, and phosphorus. They're small mammal candy. As such, small mammals such as mice, squirrels, porcupines, and others are quick to find them and start gnawing away on these nutritional snacks. I'm Chuck Lara.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center and Dakota College at Botany. You can read and hear today's story at prairiepublic.org.